2. In the lab.
Lesson 5. Part 1. Dialogue. Mr. Zhu is showing the student of Class 4 the chemistry lab.
Now, this is the chemistry lab. Have you been in this lab before?
No.
Okay, listen carefully, please. Don't come in here without a teacher. That's not allowed. Once you're in here, listen to your teacher. Do what he or she tells you to do. Follow your teacher's instructions. Don't touch anything unless your teacher tells you to. When you have finished your experiment, please tidy the lab and put everything back in the cupboards. Do you all understand?
Yes.
What about when we leave?
That's very important. Before you leave the lab, make sure the electricity is turned off and the windows are shut. Finally, turn off the lights and lock the door. That's all. Any other questions?
Are we allowed to use the basin by the side of the cupboard?
Yes. Wash your hands with soap at the end of your experiment.
Lesson 6. Reading.
Read this story to answer the question. How did the students feel after they tasted the mixture?
Look carefully and learn. My friend Paul will never forget his first chemistry teacher. He was a little man with thick glasses, but he had a strange way of making his classes lively and interesting, and his lessons were not easily forgotten. Paul remembers one of his first lessons from this teacher. After the students were all in the chemistry lab, the teacher brought out 3 bottles. One was filled with petrol, one with castor oil, and one with vinegar. "Now watch carefully," said the teacher. He then filled a cup with some of the petrol, some of the castor oil, and some of the vinegar. As the students watched him quietly, he mixed the 3 together. After that, he held up one of his fingers and showed it to the class. He then dipped it into the cup. After a few seconds, he took his finger out. "Now watch," he said. "Remember, you must do everything as I do." He put a finger in his mouth, tasted it, and smiled, looking rather pleased. Then he handed the cup around the class of students. Each student dipped a finger into the mixture and sucked it. Instead of smiling, each of them made a face. The mixture tasted terrible. When the cup was at last returned to the teacher, he said sadly, "I'm sorry, none of you watched carefully enough. Yes, I sucked the finger, but the finger I put into my mouth was not the one I had dipped into the cup." It was Paul's first important lesson as a student of chemistry, and he never forgot it.